Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game, you a melee. We a drink a grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
There it is, goddammit. What's up with y'all? This is one day after my birthday, so I'm 68 in one day. That's right. Goddammit, I had so much fun. I appreciate you guys for fucking with me like you do. It just really felt good. You know, I'm going to get right into it. I had to overcome a lot of stuff in order for me to reprogram my thinking. Because I wanted to focus on the stuff that I wanted to try to do. But, you know, I am a firm believer in change is a really good thing. Especially when change is, you know, promoted by achieving your goals. You got to be, at least I think, you got to be reaching for something in life. And your goals are the best things that I could suggest for you to reach for. And just as, you know, you hear the Muslims say, you are what you eat, the same as you are who you hang out with. You are what you think. I mean, these things are very important. And if you do not believe in maybe not all of these things, but the majority of them, I'm telling you, your path forward is going to be marred with different obstacles. I'm not saying to make goals and then think scary stuff. And you'll just be, if you do that, you'll just, you know, be a person with no goals. You just be scary, cupcake type dude. Dudes of my caliber think a woman should not necessarily worship me, but yeah, worship me all the time. And we never act thankful that she did something for us, especially gave us the pussy. Now, that's just how you're supposed to think of yourself. And if you don't think this way, how could you expect her to think this way? If you're not giving it off, you're not going to get it. If you're not, you know, doing the things to make her think of you as a different person, a different kind of person, then she ain't going to think about it. Because I tell you time and time again, women do not care how smart you are. They only care about how sharp you are. So if you want to have a woman attracted to you, you got to concentrate on representing the man. Simple as that. Whenever she sees you, she sees a man. She don't see your clothes. She don't see your money. She don't see none of that shit. So you don't have to agree with what I think. And if you do or not, just call in. Holler at a brother. Let me hear what you're thinking. 845-277-9263. Call in. Let me hear what the hell you got to say. Because everything I'm saying is reinforced in my course. That course will provide you all the material that you need to have confidence and to build that confidence and to build on the confidence you have. The information is guaranteed to teach you to have a firm grasp on life. And it's also all about social interactions and working with others. The thing about my course that everybody agrees with is not that difficult to understand. You don't have to do no weird exercises or none of that stuff. All you have to do is listen to what the course is saying and reach inside and do it. And you'll find something coming out of you that you just wasn't really, you wasn't looking for. You're going to learn a lot of information that's going to help you to develop proactive directions and goals, and also how to control your sexual thoughts and outcomes. There is so much in the course that it's really hard to give it do it justice when I talk about it. But most importantly, you're going to gain the ability to produce desired results. Otherwise, what you want in just about any endeavor undertaken and in any environment. My alumni, all of them can't be wrong. Helping you build and maintain your confidence is what this is all about. AskRosewood.com, AskRosewood@gmail.com. That's what it's about. You know, I've gotten a lot of emails about this shit, so I just thought I should talk about it. And I don't want to lose none of the respect that I've gotten from you guys that I've built over the years. So you cats that's followed me, you know, for some years, you know, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years. You know, no, I'm not really a verbal dude when it comes to sex. And that's because of who we are and who we want to be. You can't be a nigga, a pimp nigga, and be thinking about pussy first. So by no means am I saying, and I'm not trying to imply that pussy is not important to you or it shouldn't be important to you, but I'm going to say some different things. I just can't help but notice how much of what I want to talk about get reduced to sex. And then, you know, because I'm still messing with this young girl, I just can't believe how you guys have allowed women to start thinking, man, she already told you, she told me she think of dudes as hoes. And she said to me one time, I ain't got hoes like that. That just blew me away. But the other day, when the bitch was asking me about kissing her and shit, I realized something else. That you guys don't kiss bitches. And if you do, it'd be little smacks. You don't really get in to kissing. And I'm very curious as to why. Because there's no reason I can see that you don't have kissing as part of your arsenal to cream that motherfucking woman out. That's the initiation of creaming her. But if you don't know how to kiss, that is a problem. You know, some of you might have noticed also, and some of you guys have brought it to my attention, and I appreciate that you did. This show is about manhood and building the confidence it takes to display your mentality about your position in life, anytime and anywhere. People are very different these days, and what's good for me may not be your cup of soup. But I still have to continue on my path, and I'm sure you know that goes vice versa. Now, if I did that, if I didn't continue on my path, and if I cared about your position more than I cared about mine, I wouldn't have any backbone. And I'd lose all the respect I've built and earned from you as soon as you found that out. So what I'm talking about is not necessarily sex. I'm talking about, where is the maleness in being a man these days? I mean, somebody, you got to hit me and tell me what's going on, because I surely don't want any of you to think that I don't, you know, want you to be having sex and shit. You know, I make statements and I hear them referred to as pimp talk, which could not be further from the truth. What I talk about is man shit, simply because I was a pimp. A lot of you motherfuckers have a hard time separating the fact that I ain't trying to turn now one of you out. All I'm doing is kicking it. The thing is, and I'm sure you heard it on this show, pimps are at the top of the food chain when it comes to manhood and women. But here is where the mistake is being made. A lot of stuff I say is going to be over your head. And most of you will try to find a way to understand it. But if you can't understand it, you still want to make some sense of it. You know, make some sense of why you can't understand it. And in my case, you blame it on the pimping. You blame it on the pimping. Oh, that's some pimp shit that nigga talking, you know. Oh, man, that nigga, you know, he came, whatever. Now, let me clarify something for you guys. It's a well-kept secret, except for from dudes like me. It ain't no secret, but all women. See, this is something you need to understand. All women are a minuscule fraction away from being a hoe. And a man like me knows that. Which is why we do not care one iota what you do before you meet us. You could be a teacher, a doctor, a singer, a lawyer, whatever the hell, we could care less. If you fuck with a real motherfucker, it's going to be on and cracking according to what the fuck we think. Because we practice what we believe. We don't just run around here talking about believing some shit. And when it's about knowing women, we grab one and kiss them. They are kissed. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Women love a motherfucker with a set of beliefs. She can't make him change. You motherfuckers don't consider that this woman who has the full potential to be a hoe sees you just as real hoes see you. This woman that you think all this shit about have been taught by the media and dudes like you to flaunt their pussy as an asset. Hoes don't do that. They flaunt their sexiness. It's a big fucking difference. Real hoes learn from their motherfucking man and in their on-the-job training that a motherfucker with a hard dick ain't got no conscience. So you make that motherfucker's dick hard, you're going to get whatever you want out that motherfucker. That's about, that ain't all you tell a hoe, but that's what you really tell her. That's why they can charge any motherfucker who's looking for some pussy. And this is especially so if all you want is some pussy. So I'm saying, I ain't telling you what pimps do so you can be a pimp. I'm telling you what pimps do so you can do it. Not to be a pimp, but to be in control of yourself. Control what you let affect you. Alpha motherfuckers know, and they fully aware of what I just said, and it's ingrained into their brains, into their very consciousness, to hit that pussy last. That shit, I ain't thinking about no motherfucking pussy till I get a few things up, you know, that I want going. They also know that there's no such thing as getting a pussy without getting a bitch. Unless you're an idiot. Because that's what tricks do. Get the pussy, fuck the bitch. Don't give a damn about the bitch. So if that's all you're looking for in these quasi holes, or seeing that's all you want, they see you as a fucking trick, just like real hoes would see you. And they just ain't savvy enough to tell you how much they want. But they certainly go get it through their little ways. When a person in the know, such as myself, is at the point of getting the pussy, this woman has already been brain fucked to her satisfaction, which is displayed by her attention she's getting. Well, where you go, who had the question? I was just about to, whoever had the question, come back and let me come get you. Shit. 701. Oh, that's my boy. What's up, D? Come out.
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I hope you're doing good, OG.
I am, man. What's happening?
Nothing much, man. I just want to ask you this, man. Can you speak on this, man? Like your perspective, man. I want to know, why do you think, like, women out there that are using weak men? Can you speak on that?
Why do I think women get weak men?
No, why do you think women, they use weak men?
Why do they use weak men?
Yes, sir. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Man, why would I even need to speak on that, D? Why would she use a weak man? A woman gonna use a weak man because she's getting less resistance at what she wants, period. And if he's really weak, she'll keep fucking with him because she likes controlling him. But, I mean, that's with any person fucking with something weak. So what I'm saying is, You, what else you got? I know you got some more questions. What else?
No, for now, that's all I got right now, man. Because me, my perspective, I think, like, a woman that she's using the weakness because she don't really have the heart to find the, like, to be with a real strong man, you know? Like, she want to take advantage of that man, of that weak man. That's why I asked.
Well, I mean, whatever you think, probably partially right. But why even care about that kind of shit, man? I mean, if man, you can run into a weak bitch that won't weak dudes, and that motherfucking bitch fuck with you and turn into a different motherfucker in 2 weeks. It's not about the bitch, man. I keep trying to tell you guys that. It's about what you're saying, what your conversation is about. What directions are you giving her? But see, most of you motherfuckers don't want to direct a bitch. You know, you want her directing you. And when she starts directing you and it gets out of control, then you hate your environment. That's just crazy to me. I wouldn't even let my environment get like that. I told you, I want all who fuck with me in my courses to have many women, not just one. I know that I didn't brain fuck whoever I'm fucking with before I put my dick in them, and I know that because the bitch is staying with me and waiting for me to tell her I want to hit the pussy. I know that. I be wanting to see you motherfuckers, excuse me, I be wanting to see, or you see, what women think, not what a woman thinks. I'm talking about women. And you need more than one to see that. So, you can't have a string of women if all you think about is pussy. But you guys won't ever get to have more than one broad at the same time because all of you are hungry for pussy. And this lady, this potential hoe, is going to make sure she keeps it on you. She's going to keep you full because she is going to need something. And she knows as long as you on full, you're going to do anything she asks. Let me tell you something else. All of you guys would be capable of being pimps. if you wanted more from a woman than her pussy. All real men have much more on their mind than how well they can fuck. But they do, and a motherfucker can fuck. It ain't about fucking. It's about controlling. It's about the manipulation your conversation puts down. The reason dudes of my background is at the top of the chain is we've controlled our thoughts about sex. And we control that to come last. Because we know if we get the woman, she can't leave her pussy somewhere she think is safe. But if we get the pussy, shit, she could be hiding somewhere. We also know if you get her pussy too quick, she's going to charge your ass in the long run. And I've stated before, I'm not ashamed to say it again. Since I left the game, I will hit the pussy within our first meeting, or I'm not fucking with her again. I'm just not. And this don't mean hitting the pussy is all that's on my mind. Comes to pussy, I don't want no woman playing no goddamn pussy games with me, which is what you all experience. She tells you Monday that she's going to give you some pussy Sunday, and for the rest of the week, you be a sucker for the bitch. No, bitch, I want the pussy now, or fuck you. That's what I would tell her about that Sunday shit. And my reasoning for saying this to you is it seems you don't fully understand that I have adapted a mentality. Not the philosophy, but the mentality of a person that you all agree is at the top of the goddamn food chain concerning women. And I've adapted it in such a way that regular motherfuckers can benefit from it. Yet you all resist. I didn't put in my courses the essence of what makes a man of my past so irresistible to women. And I broke it down in layman's terms so you could fully use it to your benefit if you would. And I did this because I am a regular Joe now. I just got a lot of experience with women, and I'm offering you the same chances to see this in your life. I ain't encouraging any one of you motherfuckers to go out and try to be a pimp. All I'm trying to do is get those of you who are inclined to do it to mature into that alpha dog that's in you. The confidence in my courses build real physical confidence. And many of my goddamn alumni have been on my shows to verify what I'm saying. And the most common thing they say is they don't really have to speak to women in the club like they used to, because most of the time now they get approached. And they all admit it's the confidence that they learned how to show. They learned that this confidence, if you do this correctly, is going to attract women. That's why my course is not about women. I mentioned that word several times. But it's not about women. It's about you. It's about learning who you are. It's about being conceited enough to think you the shit. D, what's up?
But I want to ask you this, man. This is for you. Like, do you regret some of the women that you have in the past before?
Do I regret
like, Yeah, listen. Like, after you left the game, right, you realize, you're like, damn, all this game that I have. Like, when you look in the past, do you regret some of the women that you had? Because you feel like things could have went way much better if you could have had the game? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but what is that question for? Why would you regret some bitch you had and she gone?
Nah, I'm about to tell you why. Because, like,
before you tell me anything, I'm going to tell you, and then you tell me. Because what I'm saying is the only time you will regret anything is when you didn't get what you were supposed to get from it.
Okay, I'll speak on that real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay, if you did not get what you want from it, that's because like you was not schooled. You did not know nothing about women or the game, things like that. That's my thing right there. You know, like when you was fucking with the bitches before you got in the game, you did not know much about women. You did not know about the game. And like when you went in the game and you left the game, then you realized, damn, I got all this game. Do you ever say to yourself,
man,
like, damn, everything that I know now,
no,
I wish I knew back then when I was fucking with the bitches?
No. No, none of that is the way.
You get what I'm saying, though, right?
No, I don't get what you. Well, yeah, I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, this is what's wrong with you guys. I don't understand you. Why would you think like that? You're not gonna fuck with no broad that you ain't getting what you're supposed to get from her. You just don't do it. It ain't gonna even start. If you ain't getting what you're supposed to get from Jump Street, there's no need to go any further. Because you ain't going to get it then either. So it's the way you start out is the way you end up. So you start out charging that bitch. That way, when she gone, she going to look better leaving than she did coming. And this is the answer to your question, bro. Because when she coming, when she coming to me, I don't motherfucking know what the hell she going to kind of bitch she going to be. But once she get with me and I start charging her motherfucking ass, when she leave and I see her leaving, I'ma say to myself, I charge that motherfucker every day she was here with me. I could give a fuck if she gone. Now that's a real motherfucker's thought, man. Ain't nobody worried about no bitch leaving because I'm getting what I'm supposed to get from her. If you let that bitch put your shit on credit, nigga. Some motherfuckers do this shit. Can you give me a hamburger today and I'll pay for it next Tuesday? Yeah, some of you motherfuckers believe that shit. Nigga like me ain't going for that kind of goddamn shit. You know, baby gonna stand up with what I'm saying and she gonna get down about it or she not. And if she ain't her up and let me know, bitch, so I can go. I ain't caring. And all that shit. Everything y'all talk about is the bitch. Man, you are what's up. And the moment you realize thinking about some bitch and what she gonna do is killing your time for thinking about what you should do. None of you guys start off with what you should do. Come on, man. That means none of you motherfuckers really thinking. None of you trying to get down. None of you trying to grow. All of you expect this shit to just come out of you because you heard it. No. You got to make moves.
I got one more thing.
Come on, man.
I was just saying, man, you know, you already know, man. I ain't no pimp. I'm a square motherfucker, man. You feel me? So I just, like, the question that I be asking, man, I just hope you don't sound funny to you because I'm still learning, like I said, man. That's what I want to say, OG.
Okay, man.
I love, like your answer. Man. I love your answer, man, because it helped me a lot. I love your answer. That's all I want to say, OG.
Okay, but check this out.
Uh-huh.
It's not that I think you want to be a pimp, because I don't think that. What I think is you motherfuckers do not try to be men. You don't want to do what a man would do. See, you want somebody to tell you shit. And then when you don't understand it, or you see you ain't going to fade it, then you start trying to explain what you're saying. A motherfucker know what you're saying, but you don't know it's punk shit. And you don't have to be a pimp to recognize you saying punk shit. So you got to stop. All you guys use that. Oh, you was in the game and all this, that, and the other, man. You see, man, I was in the game, but before I got in the game, I knew half the shit I know about women. I just didn't know what I learned, that is, how to get them to do what the fuck you want them to do. But about knowing women, kissing them, knowing how to treat them, all that kind of goddamn shit, I knew all that shit. That's some real man shit. You motherfuckers talking about fuck kissing a bitch. Fuck this and fuck that, man. Okay, if that's what you want. If you just want a shallow bitch like this little young bitch I be fucking with. So I get ready to kiss the bitch. And then the motherfucking bitch don't even know how to kiss. I say, goddamn, what kind of kiss is that? in the motherfucker didn't say, you know, that's why I asked you about kissing, because I don't kiss that much. What? Man, this is just crazy. I don't know what you guys be doing. How the fuck you gonna be with a broad and not be fondling her motherfucking ass? I just don't understand. And nobody, you know, called in. Oh, maybe 862 gonna tell. What's up, man?
What I'm supposed to tell you, I just tuned in. I didn't hear you asking a question or something.
Man, the question is why or what is up with you young motherfuckers accepting women acting the way they do? I'm fucking with this young bitch, and she said, I don't have hoes like that. And I'm thinking this bitch is trying to, you know, say she's a pimp. So I say, what? Because, you know, I'm pimping. She said, no, hold on, OG. Then she said, no, I'm talking about dudes. I don't fuck with dudes like that. And I say, you mean you call dudes hoes? She said, yeah, I ain't got no hoes like that. And then the other day when she asked me about kissing her, and I go to kiss the bitch, and she don't even know how to kiss. I said, what's up with that? And the bitch said, well, I don't really kiss that much. Dudes don't be wanting to kiss. And the question was, what the fuck is wrong with you guys today? What is the reasoning you don't think you should kiss a bitch?
Well, some women I have dealt with, I could tell that they feel in their own mind they don't deserve to be kissed, so I don't kiss them. Some women I do kiss, but some of them, if you kiss them, they could feel in their own mind that he's soft or something like that. You know what
now
I mean?
You talking, see, listen, that's real shit, man, what you just said, because women can tell if you soft when you kiss them. But all you, not you, but all you motherfuckers be acting hard, faking. That's why you don't kiss the bitch, because she going to be able to tell you a punk. Now, I can see that. But that ain't no reason to not kiss no bitch. And when it comes to kissing a bitch, do you know, call her, do you know what let her know you the man?
I don't know.
Man, aggression. Not in any type of violent way, but being aggressive. Not soft, not wondering if you're going to hurt her lips or whatever the hell. You got to be real.
Am I still on?
Do what? Yeah, you still on.
You got me?
Yeah, you got something to say?
Yes, sir. I want to speak on that, like why, like dudes, you know, they don't want to kiss women these days, man. I want to jump on that. This is how it feels, man.
713, I got you. So you on here? But just hold on. Go ahead, 701.
Yeah, this is how I feel. I feel like, you know, some men, they be like, man, you feel me? I don't want to kiss her. I don't know the last dude that she be with, things like that, man. What you think about that, OG?
Okay, man, I can see you thinking that, but you must have picked her up after she got through fucking with whoever the last dude she was with. Because other than that, I take for granted the bitch cleans herself. So I'm saying it could be you, it could be any motherfucker, the last motherfucker she was with. Why would you worry about that? Why worry about that? See, I'm saying, you know. The last motherfucker she kissed could have had rotten teeth. You don't know. And if you want to think about that shit, you're just trying to talk yourself out of kissing her. 713, what's up?
You asked how do you show her you the man. And you touched on it. You said aggression. And I was going to say, when you stick your tongue down her throat, that's how you show her, the man. The nuances of a man, your masculine wiles, the way you touch her, the way you embrace her, you know, you being aggressive like that, but not just showing, not just overpowering her, but the way you touch her, the way you kiss her, when you leading her, that's how you show you the man.
Dave, that I recognize your voice. That was a good answer. Hey, that's SWU kicking it there, motherfuckers. You guys need to understand. Aggression is a whole bunch of things besides force. You know, just like you say, not ramming it, but yeah, ramming that motherfucker until you get in there. You know, and then start moving that tongue around. I'm saying if you fucking follow, now this shit ain't in the chorus, but I'm saying if you follow the chorus, you'll bring all of that out of you because you'll be more assertive. You guys are not assertive. You guys are very passive until somebody press you. Then you get aggressive and then passive aggression. No. You got to be aggressive, controlled aggression. That's what you got to be. That's what's up. See, I know where my skills are. I know where they're going to take a woman. And I know whoever it is that I just fucked, she's definitely thinking about what she can do to fuck with me. Because that's where I'm coming from when I'm easing up on her. You know, baby, I like to come up for business. I ain't got to say this. Whatever I'm thinking about, I want her doing. I'm talking about that shit. And then as I'm talking about it, I'm nibbling on her ear or whatever the fuck. Because you got to be able to do that kind of shit. Motherfuckers really don't do that shit. And that's what's wrong with you. That's why women like women. Because they're not getting what they need to get from you motherfuckers. And you can't tell me shit. Because I just fucked that goddamn young bitch last night. And this goddamn bitch, man, I mean, she like a whore. Bitch don't know shit about her femininity. That means she been fucking with dudes that don't bring it out. Bitch ain't gonna learn that shit by herself. Man, I had that bitch tripping last night because I talked to that hoe. And I asked her shit. Well, what do you know about kissing? Well, you know, hey, I asked her that shit while I'm fucking her.
Hey, OG, well, I like that.
I'm just saying, man. You got to talk to the bitch.
Hey, you want to know what's
hey,
going on?
I say, what you know about kissing? And the bitch tried to talk, and I stuck my tongue in her mouth. Yeah, bitch. And then I took my tongue out of her mouth. I said, now, what were you saying? And the bitch got ready to say it again. I'm all in her neck now. The bitch can't even talk. Bitch, she can't even talk, man. And I said, don't you ever get excited? She said, not like this. I said, I ain't even bust her out yet. I'm just fucking with her. And she's letting me know that you motherfuckers don't do nothing. Just fuck. And then say thanks. Hey, I bust a pussy and I just roll over. They got to go get the towel. Motherfuckers are warming up. Motherfuckers brain wipe me off. And then maybe you can talk to me after I hit this joint. I make sure I get my way. Not that I'm a stubborn motherfucker. It's that I'm an egomaniac. And I have to serve that shit to me raw. I don't want no goddamn watered down ego. My ego is a motherfucker. And I want it to always be like that. So my thing is this. I got so much more shit I want a bitch to do for me now since I graduated from being a pimp that it's just unthinkable for me to, like, trip on a bitch now. I just don't. And don't get it twisted about me. I ain't no pimp, and I have absolutely zero desire to become one again. That don't mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I have, do it? That don't mean I'm supposed to forget how I affect women do it.
So, hey, Rosebud.
Yo.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you a question. If you're a square and, you know, you cook, you clean, you do all the things for yourself, the little things you have women do for you, is that strong enough to keep you from, like, falling for? Or, you know, because when you're in the game, she getting money for you. So, you know, that you'll look at it different.
No, man.
Because
you look at her like
a commodity.
Bro, a little. You're right, a little, but not much, man. What I'm saying is, if you're doing shit for yourself, you know, whatever, because you're single, you still continue to do that shit. But this broad, she's gonna make sure that you tell her to leave you alone, or she's going to take it from you to do it. And if she do come over there to take it to do it, after you done told her no a few times, you let the bitch do it. And then when you let her do it, you stand there with her. And you motherfucking instruct her. And then say, girl, this is what I do. Girl, see, I got to watch you. You think you slick. What? What you talking? Bitch, you trying to catch me. His baby just crack up. Yeah. See, that's telling her that's the kind of shit I like, girl, without me saying that. See, you got to make a problem. Use her.
Rosebud, I got something I want to ask you, man.
All right, what?
All right, listen, you said you've been married like 4 times, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like, Your past wife, like before you marry like any of your women, how long it took you for you to get to know them before you marry them?
Man, I don't marry no bitch like that. Let me tell you something, bro.
Okay, can you speak on that?
Let me just tell you what I do. I hear dudes saying a lot of different things about this. But when you in the streets and you catching bras, you learn to read them real fast. So what I'm saying is I don't need to know no bitch past me talking to her right now to know if she the kind of broad I want to marry. And then let's say after I, you know, was talking to her X amount of time, 2 or 3 weeks, and I see, you know, she kind of ain't changing the shit. Now, I would start thinking about it if that's what I wanted to do. But shit, yeah. I let me see. The first broad I married, I pimped on her for about 23 years. And then I married her. The second broad I married, that's that bitch I wrote about in my book that I met at the club. I met her one night, bust her out the next day, and I was fucking with her for about 6 months before we got married. And the third broad, I met her filming somewhere, and I was fucking with her maybe a year before we got married. But it wasn't because it took that long. It was because I just didn't really want to get married. And at one point, I did, because my daughter was young, and she was growing up, and I know she needed a female's, you know, touch. But let me tell you this. My first 3 marriages together didn't last 2 years. Because when I marry a motherfucker, she better stay the same. Because if you change, I'm leaving. I don't give a fuck.
it's over. It's a wrap.
Hey, I'm not bullshitting, man. Them bitches, they act a certain way when you meet them, and then when you get married, they be somebody else. So, and they think you're gonna
stay. I want to speak on that real quick, though.
What's that?
I'm going to speak on that real quick, because you said they be changing and shit. Like, me, you feel me? Like, you already know I ain't no pimp or nothing, but I just feel like I want to live with a woman, like, in the same place for like, a year or so. That way, I know the real her before I marry her. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, man, because no matter how long you with her, 2 years, 3 years, she going to be acting until you marry her. And when you marry her, she gonna become her real self. She's being good. She's being a good kid, if that's the case. She's knowing she wanna do this, but nah, we ain't married yet, so she and I, you know, I wanted to put a ring on this man. So she gonna be cool as she can be, taking all this shit. You ask her to marry her, and then if you don't get married right away, you're going to start seeing some changes, but you're going to ignore them because you want to get married. And then when you get married, you're going to really see the changes. And let me tell you, that's when I leave. I tell them, I say, whatever I bought you, whatever the fuck is yours, you can have it. I'm gone. I get my motherfucking dog and my clothes and shit. I'm gone. That's just how I am. That's how I got here to Las Vegas doing that. Left that bitch.
Hey, you went there by yourself. Are you straight?
Man, me and my motherfucking dog got in the car and I came to Vegas.
hey Rosebud.
Fucking bitch, yeah, what's up?
Now, you know, your life is starting to pick up again. Everything's starting to roll and get smooth. I wondered, that girl you was with for 15 years, did she try to come back in the fold? You know, try to correct her ways or try to get back in your life?
I talked to her last night, man. She called me last night about 10:30, and I was at home. She said, "What you doing?" Blah blah blah. Last night, nothing.
Out of the blue, or you always talk to her here and there?
No, out of the blue. Plus, she called me on my office phone because she blocked. On her cell phone, she's still blocked. So,
all right.
What I'm saying is, she called me, and I said, "What the fuck you calling the nigga for?" She said, "Well, I just was thinking about you, and since I can't be there to have a drink with you, you want to have a drink?" And I said, "Do I want to have a drink?" She said, "Yeah, I'm pouring me one right now. Pour you one." So I say, "Oh, over the phone?" Bitch said, "Yeah." So I had the drink. You know that brought some sex on the conversation. Girl, you just wanted to see if I still wanted to hit that pussy. I said that just like that. And she said,
yeah.
All that shit. Which let me know it's on and cracking whenever I get down there if I want to hit it.
She checking your temperature. She probably checking your temperature to see if she could come back.
Yeah, but she already knows she could come back. But she don't want to come back because she know I ain't changing.
Why did she call you? Out of the blue.
Why would I care why she called me? She ain't here.
Well, I'm saying, if she ain't want to come back, why would she even call you bothering to see what you got going on?
Hey, man, since that bitch been gone, I think that's been a couple of years. I didn't hit that pussy at least 5 or 6 times. So I ain't worried about that motherfucking bitch not being with me. Because it's one thing. This is a fact. And you guys going to believe it sooner or later. But that bitch could search far and wide and never find a motherfucker like me.
Motherfucker like you.
Never.
Hey, but she can find 20 of women like her.
Hey,
what I was saying was, I wasn't saying physically. I was saying, like, the whole package mentally. Like, did she want to come back the whole package?
Why do you think you don't break
stuff down to me, man? Because you talking about hitting that pussy. I'm talking about period.
Man,
did she want to come back
in
the fold?
Listen, I told you earlier, before I hit pussy, that bitch is brain fucked. So now I done had the bitch 15 years. You think it's going to take me a long time to brain fuck that bitch? No. So what I do is like I did on the phone. So she want to be nice and have that drink, and I'm going to take it to the bridge. Bitch, you trying to get me to hit that pussy, and you know it. And all she going to do is laugh. And that's going to tell me you right, bud. And I know when I go down there, all I got to do is call her and say, you know what, I'm down here to... She said, really? That's all I must say. It's only cracking. If you motherfuckers,
hey, that's what I say,
if
man.
You would quit doubting yourself and start believing in yourself, you would have these results too. What, man? Come on with your question, D.
No, I just want to say, man, just me having this conversation with you, like, I just learned that, like, a pimp, he can marry a woman that he pimped on. Like, to me, I used to think, no, you cannot do it. It's impossible. I just learned that.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, ain't it? It's crazy. Yeah,
a lot of you guys.
I'm a young nigga, man.
A lot of you guys be thinking that the motherfuckers don't really fuck the hoes because of what they do, what they out there doing. Shit, that's crazy. I wouldn't stick my dick in a bitch that wasn't paying me for nothing. I would not fuck a bitch that wasn't no hoe, because that's where your disease comes from. That's where all the shit comes from. And you fuck a hoe, everybody wearing rubbers. I mean, this bitch ain't doing nothing for that's free. I mean, she the cleanest bitch you can have. It's just people think she's not. That bitch coming there and getting that bathtub every night. Coming there soaked. That bitch ain't fucking with me, and she got streets on her. Bitch, you better get your stupid ass in that goddamn bathtub, and then you got to learn that shit first.
What I was saying about that whole situation, right? She called you out the blue, and she said something about having a drink. Why you ain't tell her why you coming up here instead of you doing what she wanted you to do over the phone? Why you ain't make her go over and beyond to come have a drink with you?
Because I don't want to fuck with that bitch.
Oh, all right. So then you don't want to fuck with her. Then that makes sense.
Fuck no, I don't want to fuck with that motherfucking bitch. I have problems again.
That's
bitch
what I'm saying. Between having the pussy and having the mind. If you wanted to have a drink with her, if you want to have a mind, in my mind, I'm thinking you would have made her drive 300, 400 miles to come over there and go have a drink with you if she was really serious. But you saying you don't want her, so now I know why you ain't make her do that, because it's a different.
Yeah, man, but still, man, you don't make them do shit. You make them volunteer. So what I'm saying is, I wouldn't have never made her come up here. I would have said, shit, if you was slick, you probably would have said you was coming up here tomorrow or the next day or whatever, and I might have paid for it for you. But now, and then she might say something towards that. And then when I get her talking about it, I'm backing away from paying for it. Man,
right, look, you want to make a shit or get off the pot in that type of situation. That's what I would have said.
Well, bro, that's why you're on that end of the phone.
And I want to ask you.
What?
I want to ask you this. Like, while you're doing your radio show, can you go as long as you wanted to, or you said something? And the reason I asked that, because, like, people, they might have a lot of questions, and you over there, worried about the time. Can you speak on that?
Man, 1 hour is about all the time I got for this, because I know the average one of you motherfuckers ain't going to do shit but ask me a whole bunch of goddamn questions, take all my goddamn time, have me explain every motherfucking thing, and say thank you. You ain't going to bust a grape, and you know it.
But listen, when you do your show, you got, like, bullet points, and you feel me? Like, you show your best. Like, when people call in, it's going to be hard for you to get to your bullet points, right? And so that's good.
No, that's not how it happens, bro. When a person call in, I don't need bullet points, because we're talking and I'm going off what they're talking about. But when I'm talking, my mind is going so many places that I need bullet points so I can see where I was. That's why I have them.
Oh, okay. Now I get you, man.
Yeah,
I get you.
So there's one thing all of you guys should have got tonight, and that's that. Well, you already know I'm confident in me, but you should really understand the power of belief. You have to believe in something, and them damn Christians, they believe. You got to believe like they believe. They believe God's responsible for every goddamn thing, no matter what. And you can't tell them different. And that's because they really believe it. I'm not saying this is a religion or anything. I'm just saying you need to believe in yourself like that. There's nothing you can't do if you believe it. If you motherfucking want to, you know, have baby in your house in 30 minutes, I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm saying you got to try that. That's what your intentions are. And if you don't make your intentions known, you know, you waiting on her to guess. You waiting on her to say, can we go to your house? Whatever you waiting on. I'm saying if you want it done in 30 minutes, you got to bring it. And you got to be willing to be told no. And you got to be not afraid of how it feels to be told no. See it. Because I'm saying, come on, let's go to my house. And baby say, nah, I don't think I want to do that. Then I might, that's my conversation for a few minutes. You know, not necessarily trying to talk her into it, but wanting to know where she coming from. Why the fuck you fucking with me? And you don't want to go to the house. I ain't really understanding that. You know, and bitches don't know they play games. They know they play games, but they don't know you know they playing games. So when you bust
hey,
them at, yo.
I got one more question, man.
Why you take so long to ask?
Because the other brother was talking. He was asking. Anyway,
all right, come on.
It's about sex, right? When you was in the game. Now, say you pop some game at a girl, right, that she could move on. Like, say, you know, baby, you know, 2 o'clock, you know, if you do such and such and such, the police going to come over there. And she see it, right? So now she feel like, damn, this nigga knows some shit. And she bring it to you. Do you fuck her that same day to, like, really instill it in her that, you know, what you said?
D, why are you laughing like that, man? Because this is some sucker shit, ain't it?
you
hear what this motherfucker asking me, man?
Hey, Ozzy, he's talking to you, man. I'm over it. You know, I'm just listening, man. You feel me?
Man, but I
man,
need
put
you
him back
like
in. Put him back in.
Dude,
so I can ask the question.
Dude, no. You don't need to ask that question. That is the stupidest fucking question. If a motherfucker didn't tell you what a pimp do, the ass is last. Why would you ask me that shit? Because she's telling me she likes that I gave her some information. Man, where's the money at,
It was two parts to that question. Though.
No, man,
I didn't finish asking my question.
I ain't wasting my time listening to bullshit.
I got
fucking
one more.
No, I don't want to.
Right. Well, let me finish it. Then you call me a sucker. Let me just finish.
Go ahead.
Say if you had plans, right? You've been popping this at this girl for the longest. And maybe a small increment of that plan showed up and manifested in front of her face. Do you fuck her that same day and say, you see, baby, you know, I told you, you know.
Didn't
you
just
fuck
ask me that, man?
I wanted to ask both questions.
It's not
saying, do
nothing
fuck
different, man.
Do
it's
you
the
fuck
same
strategically?
Fucking, hey, listen, bro. It's the same question, just a different situation.
I know that.
Yeah, well, the answer is fuck no, I ain't fucking that bitch.
Okay.
Fuck wrong with you, man?
So what's the... So
what,
when
what?
Do you fuck her then? So
when I
do
get
you
ready.
Fuck her? You just fuck her just... What's... Okay.
Whenever the fuck I think I should fuck her. And it ain't gonna be because we talked or whatever. This gonna be that paid me 3, 4 nights, 5 nights. Bitch gonna be done did every goddamn thing that I'm looking for her to do. And to me, when I come in there and break her one of them nights, or when I see her on the track, I'm gonna tell that bitch, girl, how long you been paying me? Bitch gonna say, a week. I say, you better be ready for me to hit that thing tonight. And see, you do that to excite them. The bitch can't wait to get home.
Okay, but what are you telling me?
Because she know I'm finna fuck her? Shit, man.
But what are you, what are you telling her?
I am a motherfucker when it comes to what to do with a bitch.
Well, what are you saying to her when you fucking her after she done did, you know, what do you tell her?
Nigga, You ain't gay or nothing, are you? Because you asking too much.
No, I'm just saying. You felt very comfortable asking me what I say to this wife.
Man,
put him back in, man. Put him back in, man. Let him ask his own question, man.
But I want to answer that. I want to answer that, what he just asked you. Hey, bud, he just asked you what you're going to tell her when you're smashing it. You tell her what you want to tell her because that's you. You're not him.
hey, D, with that,
what's up? What's
I'm gone. This was a good conversation. Hey, 862, you got problems. You need to call back in the next show.
Hey,
you got serious problems, 862. Because you say and do sucker shit, then you want to explain it, which means even after you told it sucker shit, you don't even care. You just want to keep it. Some dudes want to be a sucker. Maybe you want. I don't know. I'm gone.
All right.